Date 7. Rejoice. 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28 through 34. Opening Prayer. The Offering by Allison Kane. What will I offer the Lord today? It seems as if it should not be a mere hand-me-down, but do I have anything original? Certainly, it should be handed over willingly, but on occasion my hands clench too tightly to false things I continue to hold dear. What do I have that is worthy and sufficient for such grand love? Is it worth the effort if the gift feels insufficient and meager? What will I offer the Lord today? Will it be humility, time, gratitude, stillness, repentance, obedience, tears, laughter, conversation, reverence, or intentional joy? A warm and inaudible voice whispers, anything given with a heart of sincerity will do. So, I will offer intentionally, being careful not to find myself so absorbed and distracted, frantically collecting nuts like dashing squirrels, forgetting to embrace the moment of offering because of hurried planning or something that isn't promised tomorrow. I will offer gently but with purpose, not as an acorn slamming to the ground, instead like the gentle release of a single leaf that falls effortlessly to the ground from a fall tree. I will dare to give the offering gracefully to Him. God can handle both, the gentle and the forced, but a slow, tender, honest offering feels more like friendship than obligation. If all I can offer is a longing gaze up to the heavens for His assurance and silent strength, may be given out of genuine love and adoration. Scripture reading, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28 through 34, ESV. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16, 28 through 34, The Message. Shout bravo to God, families of the peoples, in all of the glory, in all of the strength, bravo! Shout bravo to His famous name. Lift high an offering and enter His presence. Stand resplendent in robes of holiness. God is serious business. Take Him seriously. He's put the earth in place and it's not moving. So let heaven rejoice, let earth be jubilant, and pass the word among the nations. God reigns. Let ocean, all teeming with life, bellow, let field and all its creatures shake the rafters. Then the trees and the forest will add their applause to all who are pleased and present before God. He's on His way to set things right. Give thanks to God. He is good and His love never quits. Closing prayer. Psalm 121, The Message. I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep, not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. God's your guardian. right at your side to protect you, shielding you from sunstroke, sheltering you from moonstroke. God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. Amen.